In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In our first reading, we have Moses presenting the law which God had given to the people of Israel at Mount Sinai to the people. And he says, "This day the Lord your God commands that you observe these statutes and decrees. Be careful then to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Notice that they are not suggestions. Notice that they are not an ideal. These are commands. These are things which we are perfectly capable of doing. It does not say they won't require a lot of effort. It's not saying that we may not fail at times. But if we fail, the fault is ours, not God or the law." And in doing so, in giving the children of Israel this law, he made the children of Israel a particular people, a people peculiar to his own. He formed them through this law into a chosen instrument of salvation for the entire world. Because remember, what eventually came from the children of Israel? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this law which was given on Mount Sinai was perfected in the law which was sealed in the blood of God's own Son on Mount Zion. And so the same things that were said of this law are also said about the law of the new covenant, the law which is given through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are perfectly capable of fulfilling it because we are given God's grace. And while we may fail, if we do, it is our fault, not his. And if we follow these laws, they make us into his body, which is the church. Now, of course, it is Christ who makes us into his body, the church. We don't do it by works of our own, but we cooperate in his salvation through those works. God's in the driver's seat, but we're helping, and we accept that salvation into our lives by obeying these laws. And if we follow these laws, we'll be made into a very particular form of chosen people. The body of Christ, which is the church, which will be perfected in heaven and be the new heavens and the new earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.